tell me, what is the appeal to this soft serve ice cream spot from the 1950s that would make it a place on the National Registry?
Well, I think it is a family-oriented facility that represents the 20th century. It's very nostalgic. It ties in with the whole story behind the expansion of roadways and opportunities for people to move about and go out for meals, particularly during the early 20th century. It is a facility that has been owned or operated by the same family for more than 60 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's a fascinating story because it really showcases the interest in a family enterprise, and they like the nostalgic appearance of the original ice cream store. And when Dairy Queen franchise decided in the 1970s that they were going to modify the designs of their stores, the Parkers didn't want to go along with that. So they ended up buying the business from the Dairy Queen franchise and keeping as much of the building intact as possible.
Oh, good for them. I guess that's paid off in the long run, as now it's part of the National Registry for that exact aesthetic you're talking about, that 1950s Americana look.
Yes, sir, that is. It's a very interesting building. There are lots of self-serve ice cream establishments throughout the state of Delaware, but this one maintains its original glass facade, its overhang. It is just a wonderful, wonderful building that has also served the residential development behind it, which includes Wilmington Manor and Chelsea Estates. And that is a housing development that occurred during the 1940s and 1950s. And it is just something that is fascinating to keep in mind, because as people were navigating on the highways looking for fast food or dine-in facilities, it was just there for people to use.
So how did these processes get started? Whose idea was it to say, hey, that ice cream store needs to be on the National Registry of Historic Places?
Well, actually, there were multiple people involved. Obviously, you have to start with the Parker family themselves. They had owned and operated it for 60 years, and as the owners of the property, they were very excited about having the history chronicled and written. And then you had a number of individuals who are preservationists at heart, which would include Newcastle County, their historic preservation, our historic preservation partners. And you also had students from the University of Delaware under the Center for Historic Architecture and Design who were actually hired to write the historic research. And not only did they have to write it, but they had to conduct it, do oral history interviews, and develop an historic context for it. So there were a lot of people involved in this process, which took over a year to fulfill. The actual monies for this particular project came through a grant for certified local governments, which is a program administered by the National Park Service through the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs in Dover, which is where the State Historic Preservation Office is located. And then after the research was compiled, it went through a two-tiered review process. It had to be reviewed by the Newcastle County Historic Review Board for historical accuracy, making sure a rational thematic connection had been established. It had integrity. And then after they had given their approval, the nomination was presented to the Delaware State Review Board for Historic Preservation for them to review. They, too, looked at the areas of significance, which included architecture, commerce, transportation. They studied the period of significance from 1954 to 1970, which is the date of construction and the date when the family ended their franchise with the Dairy Queen and became the independent owners. They looked at the historic context and looked around. How many of these buildings survive today? Very few have survived throughout the state, let alone Newcastle County, that have as much integrity which means there's very little change, particularly to the exterior of the building.
Okay, so there are a lot of moving parts to getting on that list. So what does it mean now that it is on the list? So the architecture, I assume, will be preserved, and then it's just documented that it is a historic site, or what does it mean to be on this list?
Right. To be listed in the National Register of Historic Places means that you have been placed, or an historic property has been placed, on the nation's official list of buildings that are worthy of preservation. It is an honorary designation. And it gives great satisfaction to a private property owner to have a property be researched and written and recorded in the manner it has been for submission and then listing in the National Register. But it also provides the property owners to have the opportunities when needed to apply for historic preservation tax credits, so that if there are some repairs or maintenance that need to be made to an historic building, they have the opportunity to apply for preservation grants. They're administered through our office on two different levels, a state level as well as a federal level. And then it also will protect the property so that if there are federally funded projects in the future, 20, 30 years from now, and they want to widen 141, they would have to take into consideration, because federal monies are involved, that this nostalgic building has great significance to the immediate area and to the county. And in order to preserve it, they might have to find a way to go around it or over it, as opposed to go through the property.
So, Madeline, have you had the ice cream at the Dairy Palace? Is it pretty good?
Well, I haven't, but I can tell you, we had members from our state review board who sampled the ice cream before they came to the meeting and just found it wonderful. And it's really given people a lot of opportunity to think about nostalgia. This has been something that's been very popular, because I've run into many, many people from Newcastle County since its listing. I remember that building. I know exactly where it is. I have stopped there. It is a great place. And it just makes you feel good that people have discovered history in their own backyard.